Broadway star Emily Bautista delivered a powerful message to open the official commemoration event at UN headquarters in New York. UN Chief Antonio Guterres, along with many in the room, wore a symbolic orange scarf to support the hashtag Orange the World campaign against gender-based violence. He said women's rights activists were being targeted at alarming levels, while violence against women politicians was impeding progress on a whole range of human rights issues. Horrifying sexual violence in war zones showed no signs of abating, while there was increasing evidence that violence against women and girls was linked to violent extremist ideology and terrorism.
This violence, the most visible sign of pervasive patriarchy and chauvinism, directly impacts women's physical and psychological health. It affects all families, communities and societies. While it continues, we will not achieve the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The recent emergence of reports detailing sexual harassment in the workplace from many organizations and institutions worldwide shows how pervasive this form of sexual violence is.
The head of UN Women, Fumzile Mlambo Ngcuka, said that achieving the target of ending gender-based violence by 2030 meant being there for all women and girls and leaving no one out. This means especially paying attention to the least visible victims and survivors of violence, she added. Matt Wells, United Nations.